As Rav mentioned just a couple of moments ago, this upcoming kina, the 19th kina, Hashem at Tzedakah, is a kina at Tzidah Kadin. Heard from the Meritorsky many times in this morning about how the Tzidah Kadin is meant to be a key ingredient in every Avelus. It is one of the mitzvos of Avelus, as it were. The Tzidah Kadin, the recognition, when one is ready to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was painful and yet just. And this kina, it's an enormous repetition of this mode, again and again, almost staccato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took care of us in the following way. We're embarrassed of a decision that we made, of a chet that we performed. And again and again and again, and each stanza is different. Each stanza speaks to a different positive episode in Jewish history, a different positive gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and counterpoints it with chataim and errors and sins of Klal Yisrael. It bangs home again and again. I think part of the staccato repetition is that it allows us to see not only the Tzidah Kadin, express Tzidah Kadin, but to look in the mirror and see an overall pattern on our part of kafiyas tova, of a lack of gratitude. That's what sort of emerges, the bigger picture, the sum total of this, is to recognize that the ingratitude that we have had for so long. And it's not only noticing our stubbornness. Chumash already points out that stubbornness, for better and for worse, is a midah of Klal Yisrael, but recognizing sort of the comprehensiveness of the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. You look over the course of the kina, so many different episodes and so many different types of chasad. We speak about political gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, he gifted us with freedom. And we speak about physical gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, he gave us the money, gave us the be'er. We speak about military gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We won Sichel, we won Og. And we speak about, and we climax with the spiritual gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. As the kina draws to a close, the kimas shiloh, the no, the givon, beis olamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mikdash again and again and again. The comprehensive, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for us. And the Kalir uses episodes in Jewish history to highlight the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything on a national level. But it also, we look at this and can see ourselves and our own lives in this kina as well, to notice that on the personal level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us in so many different dimensions, physically and spiritually and so on and so forth. And maybe the kina also, perhaps, can inspire us to ask ourselves, are there also people in our lives who do so much for us? Are there people in our lives whom we so comprehensively take for granted? And it's so often the case that, ironically, it's those things we were talking about last night from a very different perspective in the Kamtze Bar Kamtze Shir, but it's so often the case that the things that are most frequent are the things that are most overlooked and ignored. And it's certainly true that it's hard for us to feel dependence. It's hard for most people to really recognize and really be grateful. And to ask ourselves, who are the people in our lives who do for us all the time? And they're probably people who are closest to us. And very often, they're also the people whom we seldom thank and who we seldom appreciate. And certainly seldom, we infrequently communicate our appreciation. And in taking the message and the Musar challenge of this kina to that next step, I think it allows us to come back to the kina as well. Because as the Sefer HaChinuch points out, gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very difficult. Kadosh Baruch Hu is an invisible being. We can't see, we can't touch. If we're not Navi, we cannot hear. And sometimes, if we could develop this Midah, chip away at our Kafiyus Tova, and develop and cultivate a Hakaras HaTov vis-a-vis people, we'll begin to make extraordinary strides in our Benam L'Chavero. And as the Sefer HaChinuch points out, developing that Midah of gratitude to parents, one's blessed with the bracha of a spouse, gratitude to a spouse, developing the gratitude in a human context can give us the strength and the tools within to begin to develop a greater gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, to fully recognize the L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah in real time, and to give us the strength to make decisions that will not be a source of Boshas HaPanim, decisions that instead, as the Kina closes, will hopefully evoke from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atei Elokai Azlecha Ushama, put ourselves, make shape ourselves in the sort of people Kabbalah says we need. Chadonai Tzedakah, Kabbalah says Asher Eflais, Amei Azve Adatah, Lanu Boshas HaPanim, Mevkin HaShem Yitzras, Amei Azve Adatah.